Hey friends, welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Solomon. Hey Solomon! He sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidsshortstories.org/wonder, to submit your story for season 4, The Adventure of Wonder, which comes out in September. I'm so excited for that one, and thank you guys so much for your support. Are you ready for the story? Me too. Let's go! One day, Solomon was out with his friends, riding around in the mud. You see, Solomon was not like an ordinary kid. Solomon was a monster truck, like a real giant monster truck. Do you know the ones with really big tires that like to get really muddy? Yeah, that was Solomon. Him and all his buddies loved to go riding in the mud and launching off of big rocks and crushing trees and all kinds of crazy things. Today, they thought was a normal day, but oh my gosh, it wasn't. They were checking out a new part of their dirt course. They had never been this far. One of Solomon's friends said, "Hey guys, check this out." And he went so fast over the jump, he went flying. Oh my gosh. And then he crashed and landed in a big pile of mud. "Wait a second," Solomon said. "That doesn't look like normal mud. Is that? Oh no, it's sinking mud. Hurry, you gotta get out of there." His friend, his eyes were so big because his friend was so scared. He didn't know what to do. He started spinning his tires. But he couldn't get anywhere. He was stuck. Dun, dun, dun. Oh no, this is really bad and he's starting to sink. Solomon had to think quick. What are we gonna do, guys? There were only two other friends there with Solomon that were able to help him. They started to think, all right, we need rope. We need some chains. And maybe some wood to get better grip on the mud. All right, everyone split up. Everyone get those things. Hurry, go. And the three of them zoomed off as fast as they could to go and get the supplies to get their friend out of the sinking mud. They had to go fast because he was already starting to sink past his tires. The mud was so deep and he was starting to get a little afraid. He didn't know what to do. His whole life, he had been this big, brave monster truck. And he never had anything scary happen to him before, but he was a little scared now. Solomon's job was to go and get all the chains. When his other friends found the rope and the wood, they all met back right next to the mud pile. Solomon said, "All right, guys, we need to throw these chains over the hitch and we need to lay all this wood on the mud so that he can get traction and then we can maybe pull him out of the mud with the chains connected to our trucks. Okay, let's do it." And just like that, they all started to work together as an incredible team. I'd never seen monster trucks work that fast before. And just like that, the wood was ready, the chains were on the friend's hitch, and they connected the chain onto Solomon's back hitch. "All right, are you ready? On the count of three, I'm gonna pull really hard. One, two, three." Solomon had to pull so hard, and his friend was still stuck in the mud. Oh no. What are we gonna do? This is not good. The friend was starting to sink deeper and deeper in the mud, and they were running out of ideas and running out of time. All right, we need, what do we do? What do we do? Call Dad! Hurry! And they called their dad the monster truck. He had giant tires. Wow. As he rolled up, he said, "All right, guys, what's the problem?"
"Dad, I'm so sorry, but you see, one of our friends got out there and he got stuck and..."
"It's okay, bud. Well, just thank you for telling me, and let me hitch on to that chain and I'll pull him right out."
And the dad monster truck pulled him out. Wow. It looked like it was easy for him.
"Wow. Thank you for calling me. That could have gotten real dangerous and real bad if he had sunk any further deeper. Just please be careful, guys. All right? Stay away from those mud pits."
Wow. What a crazy adventure. And what a really important lesson. Sometimes we get stuck and we might need help from our parents, either our mom or our dad, right? Yeah. And our mom and Zen dads love us so much that they won't be mad. If you're in trouble or you need help, they won't be mad. They will just help you.
And thankfully, that monster truck got pulled out of the mud just in time before it swallowed him up.
All right, friends. You have a great day. We'll see you next time on Kids Short Stories. Bye!